Hey moms, how you doing today? This is Heidi St. John, and today I want to talk to you for just a minute about faith-filled mothering. I had the privilege a few days ago of speaking to my daughter at her baby shower. She's about ready to have her baby, and the Lord gave me a passage in Matthew, and I wanted to read it to you. So if you've got your Bible with you, open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 14 and scroll on down to verse 22. That's where I'm going to pick up the story of Jesus walking on the water. Verse 22 says, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up to a mountainside by himself to pray." Don't you love that Jesus himself had to get alone to pray? The Lord himself, God incarnate, prayed. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them and walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. Remember, we were talking about fear yesterday. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" I think it's easy for us as mothers to find ourselves in the same position that Peter was in. And as I was explaining to my daughter at her baby shower, life throws things at you that you cannot possibly expect. And these are just three things that the Lord is teaching me about faith-filled mothering. The first thing is that faith-filled mothering is constrained by love. It means that as moms, we are preparing our children for a world that we will likely never see. And often we will make decisions based on them that seem to be painful at the time, but we are constrained from giving them what they want because we want love them and we want to give them what we know they need. So faith-filled mothering is constrained by love. Faith-filled mothers are dependent on prayer. They're dependent on scripture. I love that we read in verse 23 that Jesus, God alone, even Christ needs to pray. Here he was physically tired, tempted and alone, but he took the time to pray to the Lord. And finally, faith-filled mothering is not fear-based. It is not afraid. My grandfather used to say that fear was present when Jesus was absent, but always absent when Jesus was present. Matthew 28:20 says, "I am with you always." If you want to be a faith-filled mother today, anticipate God's grace and goodness in the lives of your children. Believe his promises for your family. Train up your children in the way they should go. And when they are old, Proverbs says, they will not depart from it. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.